this. I'm a bag of dicks. Put me to your lips. I am sick. I will punch your baby bear in his shit. Give me lip. I'm gonna send you to the yard. Get a stick. Make the
switch. And welcome to another episode of Twisted with Sam Tripoli. I'm Sam Tripoli. Yeah. How are you guys? Welcome to another episode. I'm super excited about this. Let me move this over because I do this the most janky way possible. I record on my iPad, use my iPhone, and I use my computer for my notes. So that's what it is. Welcome to another episode. Super excited. 2 weeks gone by. Sorry, I got too busy last week. I couldn't really do it. But thanks you for tuning in. Thank you for everybody who's listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you so much. If you could subscribe to my channel and tell your friends, make it happen. Look at that. Just, it's a lot to deal with. Again, thank you so much. I enjoy doing these things. As you know, I got a YouTube channel going now, and I'm doing daily rants, or I'm putting up something up there, a video once a day, just to give you guys a little fun stuff. I like it. I like doing it. I like talking about it. I like ranting. I think it's fun. I talk to myself so much. It's insane that now I can just talk to you guys while I'm talking to myself. I'm literally talking to myself, talking to you guys, and you guys do me a big service by listening. So if you like the ranch, you like Twisted, you like all that, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/SamTripoli, and you know you're just going to get something new every day. Sometimes two or three things. Sometimes two. I go crazy. I don't play by the rules, dude. I'm danger. I am freaking danger. All right, real quick, this weekend the Naughty Show is in Vegas again, bringing Joe Bartnick out. Very excited. Got Jocelyn Sharp in the show. It's going to be great, man. Good to be back in Vegas. Good to be back. Also, I wanted to say that I will be next week. I will be at the Bray Improv September 6th for the court order doc, which I'm very excited about. Very excited about. Sorry, I have to. God dang it, man. This is difficult. I have to make sure my phone is on airplane mode so nobody interrupts me. Okay, there we go. September 6th, Bray Improv, 8 o'clock for the court-ordered world premiere. We're all going to see for the first time. We did a fundraiser for it, and we're going to premiere it. And we're going to do some stand-up before it. Super excited about that, so check it out. So I got Vegas this whole weekend, Planet Hollywood, Sin City Theater. Check it out. Go to thenaughtyshowlv.com and grab your tickets. Joe Bartnick, and a lot of fun. And then September 6th, court ordered at the Bray Improv. International Bad Boys t-shirts are now available. Go to the internationalbadboyshour.com. You can grab t-shirts there. I'm super stoked about those. Those are gorgeous shirts. They're gorgeous. Let me show you real quick. Hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm just putting on the shirt to show you guys how hard I fucking rock. Yeah. There we go. Bam. Look at that. It's a nice looking shirt, huh? Bam. Get your shirt. Fits good. It's good quality. It's a lot of fun. So grab your shirt. Go to, again, the International Bad Boys Hour. .com or internationalbadboys.com. Also, Punch Drunk Sports is going really great. Get on that. Get a part of that. The network is growing. Got a meeting with Al Magical and all the people at All Things Comedy, and we're going to blow that up. Super excited about that. Let's talk about my week. I was just in Minnesota. I love Minnesota very much. Hold on one second. I was just in Minnesota. Bam, I'm back. I was just in Minnesota, and I was doing the House of Comedy, one of my favorite clubs. Some of the nicest people in the world. Got to do the Tom Bernard show, which was a lot of fun. I talked a lot of shit, and it was a lot of fun. But, gotta be honest with you, I walked a couple people in the late night Saturday show. A couple people did enjoy my act, and which I don't get because I was straight crushing that dog. First of all, as you know, I've talked about this before. Whenever I get sent into a comedy club, it's always in some weird week where they don't know. Like, it's like, oh, dude, you're here. It's the pumpkin festival. Yeah, everybody is at the pumpkin festival. There's pumpkins and naked chicks. No one's going to be here, but good luck. And then at the end, we're going to get mad at you because you didn't bring anybody. But I'm going to be honest with you. I had a good week. I had a normal summer week for them, which is great. So they were happy with that. First two shows, great. First show, Friday, great. Second show, Friday, is always weird. They're always weird. But then, first show, Saturday, was good. Late show, Saturday, is where it gets weird, okay? It gets weird. There's about 100-something people in the audience. This guy sitting in the front row, I'm sorry to do a stamp. He's laughing the whole time, having a great time. I talk about how he's the oldest Eagle Scout in the world. I meant to say that he could live in the forest for 2 weeks on his own by sucking his own dick, but I accidentally said he can suck all your dicks. It came out wrong, and people got mad at me. He laughed, and then I went too far, and I did a joke because he had a big gut like me. I got a gut. He's got a big gut, and I said that's how he bangs his girlfriend, by putting his gut on top of her ass, and it airlocks it in, and boom, he got up. This is 3 minutes into a set. 3 minutes into an hour set. This guy is fucking gets up in the middle of the thing, starts throwing fingers at me, throws giant middle fingers at me, walks out, goes, fuck you. His wife is there. She goes, you ruined my night. It's my birthday, and waddled off. This is 3 minutes into a set. 3 minutes into a set. I got another 57 minutes to go. 57 minutes to go. So obviously the room is like really uncomfortable. It's like you just walked into the bar of the accused, and you just see weird shit going on in the pinball machine. You're like, what's going on here? It's really uncomfortable. Energy's weird. That's what I'm dealing with. I get them back. So there's these two dudes in there, and they're gay. I mean, it's obvious that they're gay. Nothing wrong with that. You know what, dude? Everybody likes a dick suck. Nothing wrong with that. Two gay dudes. I know they're gay because they basically have frosted tips. I mean, if you're a grown-ass man and 30 years old, you got frosted tips. You're shit. You know, that's a sign. And it's fine. Do whatever you want to do. I don't really care. And I'm going to get into that. You know, the whole thing is like, hey, man, don't tread on me. Don't take my rights. Don't take my guns. Don't tax me. Let me live my life. Don't tread on me. Well, don't you tread on me. What is more than don't tread on my life than two dudes fucking? Two dudes, skin on skin, straight fucking. What is more, don't tread on me than that? I don't think there's anything. That is the most fucking rebellious thing you can do, is just go man on man action. So I'm not judging. They're freedom fighters, as far as I'm concerned. Two dudes bone, freedom fighters, okay? So, he's nice. He's laughing at all the jokes. And that's the weird thing. Everybody that goes crazy on me in the show is laughing up until one moment. So, I'm doing the show, and he's just on his phone the whole time. And as a comedian, there's nothing that'll drive you more crazy than when somebody's on the phone the whole time. So I keep going. I go, dude, you're really not. And real quick, he has white pants on. Which, never trust a man in white pants. That's what I learned a long time ago. Never trust a man in white pants. It will get shady. They're just shady. I've never met a guy in white pants I trusted, except for Colonel Sanders. He's the only guy, and I bet you he was in the weird shit too. I bet you he had some weird stuff going on. Colonel Sanders, literally the only guy in white pants I'll ever trust. I can't think of anybody. Nobody in my family ever wears white pants. By the way, I was wearing a white shirt earlier. Very excited to announce. I ate lunch and drank a coffee. Didn't get anything on the white shirt. Don't know why we make white shirts. Don't know why we do that. It just seems like, hey, dude, spill coffee here. But anyways, so this guy, he's on his phone. He's the nicest dude. I asked these chicks, there's a bunch of chicks in Minnesota that don't know the phrase finger blasting. And I'm like, do you know what finger blasting is? They're like, nope, we don't know what finger blasting is. So I'm like, that's crazy to me. So this guy starts Googling finger blasting. A gay dude is Googling finger blasting. I don't think, do gay dudes finger blast? I think they fist. But the point is this. So he does this repeatedly through the show. And at the end of the show, I go, about 10 minutes ago, I go, I like you a lot. Just know, if you go on your phone again, I'm going to take it and shove it down my pants, sit on it. And he goes, ha, 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 ha. So then he does it again. I go, dude, give me your phone. He gives me the phone. Why would you give me the phone? Why would you ever, who do you give your phone up to? My girlfriend asked for my phone. And I'm like, fuck you. You're never getting my phone ever. You're never getting this phone ever. So he gives me the phone. I take the phone. I put the phone down my pants, on my taint. I sit on it. I rub man sauce, my man heat all over it. And I give it back to him. And he has a look of like fierce, angry, gay God. Like he is going to scorch the earth. Scorch the earth. And dude, he goes, I go, what's going on? He goes, I'm thinking about slapping you. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I just pissed the only guy who liked me in the entire city. I swear to God. I mean, I got a girlfriend. I'm not looking for action, but there's zero sex magic going on in Minnesota. Me and the ladies. And I love Minnesota chicks. They're like all 6 foot Vikings. So I pissed this guy off. Probably the only dude who'll blow me in the entire city. The only person who'll probably blow me, I just pissed off. Not that I want it, but I'm just throwing it out there. So he storms off, and it's just like, people come to comedy clubs, they get mad. Why are you at the comedy club? And then, like, I'm trying to make, and, like, I couldn't get what they call joke credit with the crowd, which is basically where, you know, after three jokes, a crowd will be like, okay, it's funny, we're going to laugh at everything he says. Not this crowd. They were like, ha, hmm, ha, 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 hmm, hmm, you know? And then they're just angry, and it's just, like, so weird. Why would you come to a comedy club and not want to laugh? That's like me going to a strip bar, ordering a lap dance, and playing defense the whole time. Nope, 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 nope. Nope, 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 nope. Using my Krav Maga to keep the strippers off me. I'm Krav Maga-ing strippers. It's just ridiculous. It's stupid. I don't get it. And you know what? I walk some people. You know what? I'm fine with that. I don't care. If you're telling me of 100 and some people, 3 people don't enjoy the show, that's not bad. That's a 3%. Dude, if I was a president and I had a 3% disapproval rating, I would be killing it. It's just crazy. So that was my weekend. I want to get in something real quick. The VMAs I want to talk about. The VMAs, they were just this past weekend. And it annoys the shit out of me when on Twitter, my Twitter feed is just full of grown adults bitching about how bad the VMAs are. It's like, if you're over 30 and you're crying about the VMAs, you're an asshole. It's not meant for you. It's like you bitching about the programming on Nickelodeon. It's not for you. You are not a teenager. Like, you gotta give it up, man. It's not your TV show anymore. The MTV, MTV's for high school people. That's like people who hate Saturday Night Live. It's like, if you're in your 30s, Saturday Night Live is not meant for you. Saturday Night Live is meant for people who are staying home, who are kids who can't go to bars. That's what it's meant for. It's kids programming, dude. It's kids' first attempt at rebellion, talking smack. That's what Saturday Night Live is. And the VMAs, that's what the VMAs are. You don't even know who these kids are. Half these people. The VMAs are basically where somebody can get... whoever gets a newcomer of the year will be a reality star and forgotten about a year later. It's like, it's the worst award show. I mean, it is what it is. It just is. It's not for you. Stop bitching. Stop crying. It's a shitty show meant for shitty kids who don't have a clue what they're doing. They just want to watch people their own age who are way more successful, sexually interact with each other, and act like you're doing something. I mean, like, dude, I don't even know who these people are. And you have, like, people, famous people doing duet. Like, Britney was doing a duet with, like, who was it? Young G or something like that? I actually saw him live. He's actually a pretty good entertainer. But it's like, dude, most people don't know who that dude is. He's for kids, man. Move on. That's just MTV. I don't know what happened to MTV. Well, actually, I do. MTV used to be the counterculture, right? That was the counterculture. It was like, came out in the 80s. It was meant to go against establishment, give the youth a voice, I feel. Maybe I'm wrong. Gave the youth a voice. It was like the counterculture. And so it attracted counterculture people. And that's who went there. And, you know, it was the street. It was, you know, the gay lifestyle. It was like Madonna. Like, she just brought that whole kind of, like, underground, like, sassy, queeny, you know, entertainment to the, it was like counterculture stuff. But what happened was that over time it became more counter than culture. And eventually, like, it was just a bunch of shows about biracial, bisexual kids, and there's not enough people in the world to carry a channel like that anymore. You just can't. You have to broaden the base, man. And that's a big problem with television in general, is you're seeing a complete lack of trying to do, honestly, entertainment for white guys. And I know people are going to pound on me for saying this, but it's just true. I mean, most of your entertainment, there was a study that said women are 70% of the buying power, meaning they have, say, 70% of all purchases. And that study changed how Hollywood worked, at least in terms of television. Now, television and movies are two totally different things. Movies have to operate a different way because you have to physically get in your car, drive to the theater. So they have to pull you in, whereas television is in your living room, and that's a very powerful thing. You know, I always say that television, and in particular sports, were a big part of the civil rights movement because they put people in your living room that normally you wouldn't allow. And it really helped, like, push the civil rights movement. That, like, that's just my particular opinion. And I believe that's why it's very powerful. And that's why you see, like, Hollywood uses television to make political statements. And I totally agree with it. I agree it's very important that all people are represented. But, you know, there, as a boots-on-the-ground guy in Los Angeles, you know, you hear constantly, and this isn't me bitching, because, you know, Hollywood doesn't even think I'm white. They think I'm Armenian, and I've already talked about Paul Mooney calling me the N-word. Oh, you ain't white, homie. You's Armenian. You's a nigga. That's what he called me. That's a real story. And so it's not that, but you literally hear, like, there's too many white guys. What? It's over for white. People say it's white. Nobody wants white guys, all that stuff, which is, I think, a big reason why television suffering, because when you take the second biggest demographic in the country, which is white guys, the number one, the biggest demographic is white women. The second biggest one is white guys. And I, you know, have I talked about this theory? I have this theory that Hollywood runs on black dick. It's my real thing. I really do think it. I think Hollywood runs on black dick. I really do. If you know, every commercial is white chick, black guy. That's fine. I watch a lot of interracial porn, so it's like, I've seen it. So it's fine. I think it runs on that. And that, because women are 70%, white women are, women are 70% of the buying power. White women are the biggest percentage of that 70%. So everything is geared towards them. So you've seen this kind of drop of concerns about what white guys want to watch. Even though there is an argument that most of the shows that are doing really well do have a cater to white guy type feel to them. Meaning, you know, it's like the channels that don't do well are the ones that want to put everybody having 18 and 22-year-olds on their show. The shows that actually do the best are the ones that feature actors 35 and up. 35 to early, late 40s are really the shows everybody watches. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, Breaking Bad was, look at that cast. Look at The Walking Dead, that cast. I mean, like, it's just the truth. So, I don't know what happened to MTV. I love MTV. I'm pitching shows to MTV. I think it's a great channel. I think it just went through a weird period. And hopefully it will come back. I don't know if that made any fucking sense, that rant. But that was where it's at. Let me get into a little more television here. I want to talk. The Ultimate Fighter just came out. The new season. I don't know. Season 400, whatever this is. The 400. I mean, they just put out. I think they're putting out two or three seasons a year. The new one is they get a bunch of quote unquote world champions from around the world at the flyweight, which is Johnson's division. Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson's division, and they're fighting. And it's a great idea because everybody is good. They're the best of their area. Now, they're not all world champions. Like, one dude's from Alaska. Another dude is from, another dude is Arizona. There's a bunch of Arizona champions. So, I don't know if it's world champions, but there's Japanese, New Zealand. I think it's pretty, this guy from Africa, some Zulu warrior dude. He's from Africa. But I love it, dude. I think it's good. I'm a guy who still likes The Ultimate Fighter. I like watching it. I think fights are fights. I know it's kind of it's got a formula that maybe we're all used to. I don't know, but I still like it, dude. And I think this is great because everybody's good. Everybody's a proven winner where they're from. And I thought the drama was great. I thought they were two great fights. I felt bad for that dude from Alaska. But it's a good... Ah, fuck, I just gave away something. Okay, if you're going to listen to this next little section, there is going to be some spoiler alert. And by the way, when people tell me Jesus died for my sins, I like to yell, spoiler alert! And I run off with my fingers in my ear and I'm like, ah! You know, I don't want to hear it. So yeah. So I like it, man. I'm excited to see it. I think Dana White, I think that show's great. I'll watch it to the end of times. I like fights. I like the way this is done. They're not really having fights into to get on the show. It's like 16 straight dudes. They seeded them. I think it's great. I enjoy it. I love The Ultimate Fighter every Wednesday. I love it. It's great. What do we want to get into? Oh, The Night Of ended. I thought it ended great. I love the series. I thought it lost its way a little bit towards the end. Trying to do a lot of misdirection to the point where it was like, what are we doing here? But I thought it ended well. I thought it had a great twist kind of at the end. And I thought it was well. Short of him, you know, dying in prison, I thought it was fucking great. I really enjoyed it. It's just amazing how we love murder in this city, in this country, right? We love to watch murder. We love to watch murder. Real quick. Yeah, we love to watch murder. Like, look at Serial. The episode of Serial, right? Metallica. I'm trying to find the new Metallica. Metallica new song. Oh, fucking, what's his face sent to me? We love the podcast Serial, right? I mean, that show completely fell off because nobody wanted the first season was huge. It was huge. It was all about the murder, and whether he did it, whether that Middle Eastern killed that Asian chick, right? So it was pretty great. And then the second season, they do a story about that deserter, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. Let me see if I can see if we can find it. Okay, here it is. Casper hit it to me. Hardwired. I'll get into that in 2 seconds. I'm not editing any of this. I'm just going to let you know that right now. If you think I'm going to edit it because it makes it look smooth, I'm not. I'm just putting it the fuck out. Okay? Just putting it the fuck out. The Night Of, I thought was great, man. I think I'm really amazed. John Turturro is a fucking great actor. If they don't put him on HBO on another show, because I hear that they want to do like a Columbo type show, he should be the guy. He was awesome in that. He's a great actor. You know, I think the problem, a big problem in Hollywood is that, you know, they're all trying to make mannequins famous and nobody gives a shit about mannequins. Just shiny objects who can't act. The notion is that there's no tangible skills. There's no talent in terms of entertainment isn't a tangible skill, and that's total bullshit. Man, you know, they do with music to a point, but those people fade away. But acting, comedy, it's unbelievable how they just try to negate talent. You know? The notion that everybody should have an equal shot and that, like, talented people shouldn't be working and that everybody should be working because you want to be famous is ridiculous. Imagine if they did that with, the let's say, the NBA. They had to have one of everybody on the teams. How bad would the sport be? You know, out comes Michael Jordan. In becomes black lesbian. Like, how bad would the sport be? It would be terrible. So why is that the same with entertainment? You know? Why is it the same with entertainment? Why do we just think we can just plug anybody in and everybody in terms of talent is created equal? It's not true at all. And then you're letting these kids who are getting shots think that they're just good enough because they're getting shots. And it's not, dude, you got to work. You got to grind. I tell you to watch Ari Shaffir on the Huffington Post show where he talks about it, where like the white guys have been doing it for 15 years and these chicks have been doing it for 6. You have a 15-year comic versus a 6-year comic, and it shows. And it's the same thing. It's the same fucking thing. What am I getting to? Oh, so The Night Of, I thought was great. I thought the drama, I think it's a great sign of what's wrong with the correctional system we have here. But how do you fix it? I'm just happy that Obama got us out of privatized prisons. I'll get into that in a few. The ultimate. Oh, I want to talk about real quick. They're running out of ideas for television. They're running out of ideas. Dude, National Geographic did an hour doc on Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos. Cocaine hippos. About how they were dying. He bought a bunch of them. They flourish. And now they're everywhere. And they're eating everybody. And then they have to hunt them. That was a show. Cocaine hippos. By the way, that's the name of my new band. Cocaine hippos. I mean, like, dude, I can't get anything. Well, actually, I got something going in Comedy Central right now. We're going to shoot a pilot next month. But, like, cocaine hippos are on television. There's a whole show dedicated to hippos bought with coke money. That's a real fucking show, man. Like, Pablo Escobar, they just can't, they love this guy. Pablo Escobar is like the O.J. Simpson of drugs. Like, they'll always do O.J. Simpson stuff. There'll always be a doc on O.J. Simpson. Black athlete killing hot white chick is always going to play. Major coke dealer and his run in Latin America and how they had to kill him. And apparently how he loved hippos and he bought a bunch of them with his fucking cocaine money is now a show on TV. Cocaine Hippos. They don't want white guys on TV, but they want cocaine hippos. That's what they want. It's unbelievable. And then finally, I want to talk about these stupid fucking commercials, Kevin Love commercials, where they're trying to convince us that chocolate milk is an athletic drink that you drink after you're done doing athletic shit. I mean, are you serious? Hey, Kevin, maybe that's why you're not playing the fourth quarter. Because you're drinking fucking chocolate milk, man. There's nobody who thinks chocolate milk is an athletic drink. You're not getting electrolytes in goddamn chocolate milk. It's just stupid. I mean, like, do marketers think we just do anything? Apparently, yes. It's just dumb. Dude, drink some water, asshole. Have chocolate. When do you have chocolate milk? When you're 5. Who still drinks chocolate milk after 5? Who's like, dude, just got done with some major jiu-jitsu class. When I'm doing jiu-jitsu, I love chocolate milk. It really gets me the supplements and electrolytes I need to be a better jiu-jitsu man. No, you're crazy, dude. You're crazy. So, I was going to get into the election, but I'll save that to next week. Kaepernick, do you guys want to hear my take on Kaepernick? I'll do that real quick. Totally has the right to do it. Totally has the right to do it. Don't know why everyone's getting mad, you know? Oh, man, it's disrespectful to the troops. You know what, man? I get that. But that's not what the protest is. He said what he's protesting. Cops treatment. And you know what, man? I mean, I'm going to say it again. I said it on Punch Drunk. I just felt like, man, it was bad timing. You got to make the team, dude. If you get cut, that has nothing. It just rings hollow. And maybe you could be like, dude, you got to respect him because he's taking a chance. It could affect his career. Maybe. Maybe. But I just cannot stand the fuck America people yelling and screaming about how you don't like it, move. It's so stupid, man. That's not freedom, dude. It's not freedom to think the way you think. It's freedom to, dude, that's what's all about, is to be weird. I always say that. Get weird. Do the weirdest shit you can. Always be weird. The weirder, the better. That's what the whole thing was about. was getting away from the religious oppression. No, actually, that's not what it was. Fuck, I admit that. We just want to get even more weird over here. Yeah, maybe that's it. But the point is this, and I should edit that out, but I won't, because I'll admit when I was wrong. Dude, it's all about doing your own thing, okay? You can't be like, I want my guns, I don't want my taxes, and oh, but you can't protest something that I don't agree with. Dude, it's totally it. I don't know why people are getting pissed. You know what people should get pissed about? Is the fact that the Pentagon has lost $6.5 trillion. $1 trillion, man. Trillion. And not, this isn't the first time. This is the second time in 2 decades. That means in 20 years, they've lost $13 trillion. That's what you should be pissed at. He should be sitting for that. I'll sit for it too. I mean, I ain't going to athletic games lately, but I'll sit for that. Dude, I stand. I don't think because you sit down, it's not, you don't respect the troops. I don't see it like that. Okay, he doesn't like something going on, and he's making a stand. He has every right to. It's going to totally affect his fucking money. But, hey, man, it's your life. You go do it. You go do it. So, I don't want to get into election. I can't stand this election. It's driving me nuts. I can't wait till it's over. I can't get it over. Can we have the election right now? Just elect that fucking chick, and let's just fucking go. I can't stand it. It's like, I have no clue what happened to my Democrat party. I'm a Democrat, always been, but now I'm just over it. And it's just, it's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous. Like, I remember when the war drums sounded to go into Iraq. And we were just like, nothing's going on over there. Oh, no, it's going on. No, it's not. Nothing's there. No, it's going on. And just evidence after evidence would come out that they were lying about everything. And the Republicans were like, no, I don't want to hear it. We're not going to war. Fuck it. And now we find out it was all lies. It was all lies. You know what, man? You love America. You love the troops. We should be hanging Cheney and Bush from a tree. That's fucking, you love the troops? Those guys sent troops to get fucking maimed and killed for personal gain. That's fucking you, something you should be pissed at. You shouldn't worry about Kaepernick and his fucking pig socks. You should worry about fucking that those guys sent your brothers, your sisters, your cousins into fucking war for personal fucking gain. That's more pissing me off. But nobody wanted to do that. The Republicans are like, nah, we gotta go do it, nah. And everyone's like, it's bullshit. You put your hand in this, you're putting your head in the fucking sand, pay attention. And now this election, it's flipped. The Democrats are doing nah. No matter what's getting put out about Hillary, they refuse to listen to it. And now there's this whole thing that the Russians are the ones who leaked these emails. And guess what, everybody? Guess what? It doesn't fucking matter who leaked the emails. The emails are the emails. They're emails that they have been sent. And we found out they fucking totally rigged the Democratic primaries. And then she fucking, dude, there's things that she's fucking helping sell fucking arms to fucking ISIS. And now we're fucking, now the Democratic president Obama is gonna arm Al-Qaeda. Dude, are you guys fucking serious? I can't take this. So anything that comes out, some asshole goes to snoops.com. Have you seen this thing? Snoops.com. It's a fucking website. God damn it. It's a website where, quote unquote, they tell you what is the truth and not truth, whether it's true or false. And I guess the Lord of Truth, because if Snoop says it's gotta be true, right? Snoops.com says it's gotta be true. Why? They're people. They're like you and me. They walk, they talk, they shit. They want to make a dollar. They lie. We all lie. We all talk shit. We all just bend the truth. Why wouldn't Snoops.com? You know, I highly doubt that they walk on water and they're just, they're super integrity, have super integrity that they would never fucking bend the truth. I'm fucking tired of it. Fuck you, Snoops.com. Kiss my ass. I don't care if you think it's true or not. You've probably been bought by somebody. Whenever you see, your favorite website that talks a lot of shit get bought by a bigger thing like, Univision has bought what? It's bought in Gawker. It's bought in The Onion. It's bought in all those things. Who owns Univision, Universal. Who owns Universal? Same people that own Fox, the same people own NBC, the same people own CBS. It's all the fucking same, dude. It's all the same. So I put out this stuff about Hillary and I get pounded on by people who are like, oh, hey man, oh, that's a reputable source. Well, all your reputable sources are owned by the same people who won't put this out. So now, what's it? Chicken or the egg? Are we just chasing our fucking tails now? This election sucks. This election basically comes down to how do you want your evil? Blunt force trauma or surgical? Because Trump is a bull in a china shop and fuck Hillary is sinister and fucking diabolical and she does everything with purpose, okay? And you can't dismiss all the stuff she helped the Clintons fucking do, helped Bill Clinton do in the 90s, free trade, deregulation of media, deregulation of the banks, privatized prisons with the crime bill, the DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. Those are real things that she stumped for. She wanted to build a wall too. So it's not a lesser of two evils. Lesser of two evils. Lesser of two. No, it's not, dude. It's two different evils, but they're both evil. And so when you vote for one, don't think you're saving America. You're just picking between Coke and Pepsi when you might not even like Coke and Pepsi. Maybe you want A&W root beer, but you're too fucking afraid to vote for that because you don't want to waste your vote. Like your vote fucking matters. You don't vote for who you think's going to win. You vote for who you think would do the best job. That's more important. So that's my story. This has been another episode of Twisted. It's about 36, 37 minutes. It is what it is. Real quick. I'm going to play this song, this internet song, and see real quick if you guys can hear it. We'll listen to it. We'll listen to it. Hardwired. Casper wants this. We'll go out on this. Tell me what you think. I like it. It's like old school. It's a little political. We're hardwired basically to get fucked. I like it. I like it, Casper. It brings heat. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in to Twisted. I love you guys. Subscribe, rate, review, listen. I'd like to hear notes. You like it, you don't like it, let me know. And Jeff on YouTube, go fuck yourself. Bye, everybody.